Steve Van Gier to step in and call all the play-by-play and bring you this exciting action of Game 7 of the 1960 World Series. My partner and I love him so much, the Possum. Come on in, Jim, and go get him.
Thank you very much, Bob. And you said the mouthful. You said both ends active. Brother, they're going to throw everybody today. All right, Johnny Blanchard. Ready to stand in. Largely left-handed batter. Over the safely in four home runs. Drove in 14, batting 242. Always had a great deal of potential. And in my Yankee years, 53 on, was always a kid trying to make the Yankees, but he never made it. So after I left there. But he's jumping. Vernon Law into the lineup. The first pitch is just a little bit outside for a ball. 1-0 the count on Blanchard. With Cleek Boyer, the number 8 hitter in the on-deck circle, and then either Stafford and our pinch hitter. And you'd have to guess pinch hitter with the Yankees 4 runs down, even though it's still early. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So far, Law pitching a very strong ball game. Blanchard out of the batter's box. This is a one-hopper right back to Vernon Law, who grabs it and feeds it easily on over to Rocky Nelson for the out. And there's one away. Law, always one of the better fielding pitchers in this game of baseball. After that black hat shot, drawn after a big old fly. And boy, is he working. He's working those corners thus far. Possum about as well as you'll ever see him work.
That's his talk and trade, as you mentioned a lot earlier. Here's the Blue Gloves and Golden Glover, Cliff Boyer, brother of the great Stan of the Cardinals, stepping up now. Boyer on the series, batting 250. He's got the lowest batting average of any Yankee. As you look up and down their lineup from Richardson on, the averages would scare you to death. Off the year, Mr. Boyer hit 242. He hit 14 home runs, long ball, but takes the ball outside and drove in 46. 1-0 the count. Pittsburgh is leading 4-0. We're in the top half of any number 3. And you can feel the excitement starting to build. Inside the ballpark, and I'll bet outside, too. There's a strike on the inside corner. The Deacon still hitting the back of the plate. 1-1 on Boyer. And moving into the on-deck circle now is Hector Lopez. He'll back for Stafford. And Bobby Shands, who warms the loan, will be the oncoming Yankee pitcher when we go to the Pirate half of the inning. Here's the next pitch. A high, high pop-up. Living is now Dorofsky coming in a little bit towards the mound now and handed from the outside two away. And Vernon Law has retired. So first eight Yankees to face him. Human out, and here is Lopez. Outfielder of the Yankees. Not one of my Yankees in my days there. He's 9 home runs, over 42, and batted 284. Not a bad hitter, Bob.
Now he can shove the ball to first base, as Mr. Ritchie used to say, and he digs in, and he's determined to see if they can get something going here for the Yankees.
Two outs, nobody on. Beautiful baseball afternoon here at Corp Field. You couldn't ask for a more perfect setting than this for the seventh game of the World Series. Here's Law in the motion, and the pitch is swung on and line fast road into left field for the first Yankee hit. And the first Yankee base runner of the ball game. Lopez went right after the Deacon. Got an outside pitch and pulled it well to left road. Had no chance.
Well, you know, Possum, you look back over the first six games that were played, the Yankees in with 46 hits, 46 runs and 78 hits against the Pirates, 17 and 49. You just wondered how long you can keep the Yankee bats at bay.
Well, it was a long ways to keep them there yet. And I'm sure down in their own hearts, from Stengel right on down to the Yankee bat boy, Gus Mouse, the trainer, anybody else, they feel they're still very much in this ball game. Stepping in now is the leadoff batter, Bobby Richardson, who opened up the ball game by lining the first pitch to Dick Groat. And he looks at a slider from Vernon Law outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rocky Nelson with a tight hold at first base against Hector Lopez, who has a little better than average speed, but the Yankees are not a base-stealing ball club, even with the great speed they've got in Mantle. There's a strike on the inside corner, and it's 1-1. Well, another great move to Burns, but nobody will take any liberty for the Deacon's delivery. Burns moves a couple of steps more over to left center field. He's now shading Lopez over that way by about four steps. And the pitch is going on, and Richardson lifts a high, high pop up out towards left field. Skinner moving in about three steps, back to left. He's got it, and at the back of the side. And the Yankees are down in the third, so no run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on. We go to the bottom half of the third inning, Pittsburgh 4 and New York nothing.
You know, you have obviously certainly no introduction to the fans of Pittsburgh.
They certainly don't. Here's a very wily little left-hander and a tremendous fielder. And while he's warming up, we'll just tell you this. Turley went the first inning, allowed two runs on two hits. Stafford came in for an inning, two runs on two hits. And now, by sloppy chance, the little left-hander comes in, and he can do anything with a baseball he wants to do, and he is some kind of tough, and he brings now to the Yankee mound, Jim, another added dimension defense.
Great all-around athlete for his size, Bob. The thing is, it's warming up, and we have a moment to chat here. I've seen him shoot pool. He's a great pool player. The only time I ever saw him got beaten in another sport was on youth out swimming in the Chase Pool in St. Louis.
That's about the only thing I did, but in that same day out there at the Chase Pool in St. Louis, he and Clint Levine got in a big argument about who could do the best off the three-meter board, the better off the three-meter board. Bobby Chance went up, did a twisting layout, one and one half, and Levine never got off the board.
Okay, he's ready to go now, and the first batter to face him will be Bob Skinner. Face on balls. He was aboard when Rocky Nelson unloaded his home run the first inning. And Skinner takes the pitch right down the middle for a call strike, a breaking ball. I'll tell you, the Pirates, having had this guy, the Pirates player themselves has such deep, deep respect for him.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I bet they wish they had him on the staff right now.
No balls, one strike. And the curveball is just off the corner. One and one. The count to Skinner with Rocky Nelson to follow and then Roberto Clemente. The count goes to 2-1. Pittsburgh in front here, 4-0. We're in the last half of inning number 3 on this great, great baseball afternoon at Ford Field in Pittsburgh. There's the pitch to Skinner, and the ground ball is hit down to the right side. Here comes Chance over to cover, and the toss is in plenty of time. He knows what to do. There's one man out. I remember Chance joined the ball club, and Sturz was our regular first baseman, Bob. Bobby, anything hits to the right side, you better get over there in a hurry because we afraid the old big one.
By that time, Sturt was talking to the umpire. The ball went into right field, and two runs came in.
Now, right still. All right, it's Rocky Nelson to the right at this moment, so along with Billy Burton stands as the batting stars of the day for the Pirates as they lead 4-0. The pitch turns it outside for a ball. 1-0 to count. One out, nobody on. They've just given the official attendance here at Ford Field 36,683 for this seventh game of the World Series. There is ball two that just hits the outside corner. And the edge all belongs to Rocky Nelson, 2-0. One out and nobody on. Ferris is over towards the line. Nelson's home run, you recall, the first inning traveled down the line. I think he shaded about 3 to 4 steps off toward right center field. And Ferris, well, well off the line and left. There's ball three, and that's a little high. And Chance, who like Vernon Law, has noticed very thin box control, has gotten 3 pitches by Rocky Nelson. It is 3-0. The on-set hitter is Roberto Clemente. Chance delivers, and it's ball four, down a little bit more. Nelson is on. And the Pirates have yet another base runner, and it has been on base against Yankee pitching in every inning.
Given up now by the Yankee pitching staff, one by Chase, they
won
by Stafford, and now one by Bobby
Chance. Well, with a runner on and one man out, up jumps Roberto Clemente, who popped up to Bobby Richardson out in shallow right field and first hit to the plate. Clemente going through a few of his gyrations at home plate, the fire fans are all familiar with, from the next, now steps in. He knows Chance, Chance knows him, and throws a strike over the outside corner. Good breaking ball by the cute little left-hander. So watch Jarm left-hander. No balls and a strike. Rather short lead by Skinner because Chance, among all the other tools that he has a very excellent move to first base. Here's the pitch to Clemente. As a ground ball hit down to Bobby Richardson. On over to Quebec for one of the throw to first gets put on him by a step and a half. And it takes the Yankees right out of the inning, or takes the Pirates right out of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. We have completed 3 at Ford Field in the seventh game. This first 4, the Yankees nothing.
Well, the Deacon out on the mound now, and leading by a score of 4-0, as we go to the Yankee fourth inning, it'll be Kubek, Maris, and Mantle, the scheduled 3 batters for New York, as Hegan down there coaching at first base, Possum clapping his hand. He hadn't seen much action down there.
No, nor has Frank Rossetti, who has the reputation of having cashed more World Series checks, as a player and a coach than any man in the history of this great game of ours.
Is there any truth to the rumor he might have kept all the checks?
He might have. The first nickel he ever made. He'll tell old Frank Short. He's a pretty good guy. All right, here's Kubek standing in now to face Vernon Law, who has been tremendous thus far. And right, he's behind a really comfortable 4-run lead right now. Kubek popped up field that loves to go to left if he can get the outside pitch. There's a ball down a little bit low, although he's got a good piece of the plate. One ball, one strike on two bats with the Yankee power coming up behind him. Maris with the sticking hand. One ball, one strike. Law delivers just outside again. Two balls and a strike on two bats. Sun still beating down. Temperature well up into the 70s. We couldn't ask for a nicer day here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for this September afternoon. Here's the pitch to Kubat, and a high pop-up down behind third base. Hope going out. Groat calling out, coming over, calling him off of it. Here comes Skinner, and Groat makes a fair ball again. Just about one step in fair territory, and they're going away. So one man out of the 84 behind him, Roger Merrill, who fouled out to Hope. Tremendous all through this period. Maris takes the ball and it's a little bit outside. One ball and no strikes. Gotta be careful with this guy. Another career is not the most popular man, Bob, in the history of the New York media. He's had his troubles with the New York writers.
I think it's true because he's a very close mouth individual, a very great family man. He doesn't like too much invasion of private life.
One ball, no strikes. Ball into the motion. On the outside corner for strike. 1-1 on Roger Maris. Mantle will be next. Skinner yelling something over to Burton right now. Bob is way, way off the line and left. Here's the pitch in a long drive. It's a deep right field. Clemente is on the move and runs it down one-handed. A typical Roberto Clemente play a deep right field with a tie Roger Maris.
Oh, man. The moment Roger smacked into that ball, Roberto just broke it.
Speed again.
Yankee home run.
Ooh, my, that baby was awful close to being a foul ball. And Scowen has hit the first home run in the series. And the Yankees get on the board in a hurry here in the fifth inning. And the score now, the Buccos 4 and the Yankees 1. Long kick in the dirt out here. A little disgusted with a high fastball he laid outside. Scowen went right with it and popped it up there for a home run. Looked for a moment like it might be foul. That'll bring up left-hand batting Johnny Blanchard. Blanchard was out on a comeback of the mound back in the third inning. Deacon wasting no time again. Into the windup. Here comes a pitch. Fastball at the knees for a call strike. Pirates 4, Yankees 1, Yankee 5th inning. 36,683 in this ballpark. You can't get anybody in anywhere. Again, Blanchard digs in. Law comes down. This is outside for the ball. One ball, one strike. Down to one, which comes down the law, swung on a ground ball, gets down to third, Sawyer, the glove is up. Richardson, who's 0-for-2, steps up now for his third at bat. Line to short back in the first inning, flies to shallow left in the third. And Bobby standing in, a little right-hand batter. He has been a pester for center, to say the least. Quiet thus far in this game, but as the owner of the Grand Slam and Yankee Stadium into the bullpen and shocked everybody, and the Pirates particularly. All right, the law Deacon has his sign now from Smokey Burgess. Ducks his shoulder, delivers. Bobby swings it in the line drive right through the box and up into center field for a base hit. And the Yankees have their fourth base hit of the ball game.
And Elroy is popping it down to the bullpen, and a very nervous Danny Murtaugh, who doesn't walk around very much, is chewing that big wad at the back of a passing cue on route.
Yes, indeed. If he doesn't run out of that mail pot, he'll get through a series. So Tony Kubek, a left-hand batter, standing in now. He's 0-for-2. He pops the second, and he pops the short. The Deacon delivers. He's low inside for the ball. Bill Zukowski. One ball and no strike with Bobby Richardson out at first base. Nobody out as the Yankees get their first leadoff batter on. Next delivery. The Deacon misses inside for the ball and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strike.
Deacon looks like he's starting to force the ball.
Looks like he's aiming it just a tad. There's no doubt about that. And he's working quickly. And he misses inside. Ball three. Leading now by a score of 4-2. off the left side, just get by, getting by Hulk and Gross.
And so Richardson jumped in to score to make it 4-2. Tony Kubek has gone to third, and now here comes Lawrence Peter Barra, Yogi Barra. Grounded out to third back in the second inning, fly to right field in the fourth. Barra playing left field for the Yankees this afternoon. 4-2 in favor of the Buccos in the Yankees' sixth inning. A run in, and a runner at third and a runner at first. Pitch now to Barra. Inside from Elroy, ball one.
Well, he goes south. He comes down to the Yankees' great series with the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I would say Mr. Newcomb would like very much to forget him and another guy that used to play pretty good baseball over there. A first baseman for the Yankees, as you know very well, Tommy Henry.
Oh, very much so.
That pitch is low and inside for the ball to Yogi. First and third occupied, one out in the Yankees' sixth inning. Stretch, checks it third momentarily, over to Mantle at first, comes down, Barra swings, and there goes a long drive, it deep to right field, it's fucking the line, going down, it is going to be a home run for the Yankees, and they will take the lead by the score of 5-4, Elroy finally can't do it at this point.
Well, maybe one time more to the well, the fourth time to the well is too much, but they have done nothing with faith in this entire series, but they've gone after him now. And the Yankee power has asserted itself, and you can feel the gloom that has fallen over the ballpark here at Ford Field.
So the Yankees, who fell behind quickly in the ball game, 4-0, pecked away to get a run to make it 4-1, get another run to make it 4-2, and then all of a sudden, Barra hits his first home run in the series, and he does it with 2 men aboard, and now the Yankees are out in front by a score of 5-4 as the Moose scouring the same thing. He homers back in the fifth inning.
Yogi might have hit a bad pitch again, too. Looks like a little long inside.
Well, just that ball hitter they say the Yankees have never seen. And Scowen takes a low inside ball, one from Elroy. Lots of activity in the Pirate bullpen, but Murtaugh still hanging in with the fourth baller. Pitch coming in to Scowen, and he swings and hits a little popper. Out up along the third base side, and running over for it is Don Hope. Squeezes it, and they're two away. Now by a score of 5-4 here in the bottom half of the sixth, 2 down and none on, and the batter will be John Blanchard, the left-hander. Johnny went out on the comeback of the mound of law back in the third inning, pitch to the first, and then fly to deep center field back in the fifth inning. Yankees lead now, 5-4, bottom half, top half of the sixth inning. Pitch to Blanchard from Elroy, low inside, ball one. The gloom in Ford's field now. There's no doubt about it. The Yankees have finally forced on top, but we're in the sixth, and